Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a new thing we're doing. It's called Patreon Picks, and this is where we ask our wonderful patrons who support our lovely podcast what their favourite episodes were. And on the line, we've now got Travis. How are you doing, Travis?
I'm very well, thank you, Rich. How about yourself?
No, very well, thank you. I realise as I've done that, I've turned into a proper like radio DJ.
I gave it straight back, to be fair.
he's very cool, very cool. Travis, where are you, mate?
So I live just outside the side of Norwich, Norfolk.
Yeah, nice. I like Norwich. I've got a lot of time for Norwich.
Yeah, it's all right. It's sadly lacking in the arts sometimes, but I do love it. I love it.
It's lovely. Is that where you're from?
Yes, I'm from Yarmouth, Great Yarmouth.
I know originally. Yarmouth. Yeah, lovely. Oh, yeah. Very nice. Yeah. What do you do, Travis?
So I'm a financial analyst.
Okay. What does that? Are you analyse finance?
So for a specific company. Oh, yeah. Just in house. Lots of data manipulation, that kind of stuff. Incredibly boring, but as I say, it pays for the free time. So. It's not too bad. And doing office work is easy work, to be honest.
And you can do it from home.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm from home right now.
Mate,
so.
How are you finding it? All right.
This one, not as bad as previously. I think the first one was quite hard, especially mental health.
Yeah.
Very just kind of a shock to the system. I like getting dressed, put on a suit and going into work. And I found being able to just lounge out of bed and sit at my computers isn't too great for me, to be honest.
It's funny, isn't it, how you rely on that. You're needed somewhere. So important. I can totally relate to that. And now you kind of go, we trust you to log on at the correct time. You're like, I sort of need some guidelines. Otherwise, this is going to be loose as fuck.
There's no one like to see the work you're putting in as well. It goes both ways, you know. You can be putting in extra hours and doing hard work, but it's just, besides my mother in the house, no one else knows I'm doing that, you know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, we need that. Kind of that, not affirmation, but we need that nod, like, oh yeah, I see what you did.
Yeah, because nice. I guess when you're doing like a set, like you get the crowd's reaction straight away, don't you? You get
exactly.
That. Wow, you know, I'm smashing it here. Yeah. Like, I'm doing really well.
Exactly, and that's what you need in all walks of life. No matter what you're doing, you need that reaction from someone. Absolutely, I get that, Travis, man. Thanks for coming on and doing this.
Of course.
So, what was your favourite episode?
So it has to be John Robertson.
Very cool.
Listened to it lots of times, and it really just opened my eyes to a few things. I've never heard of him before. Normally a few of your guests have heard of them previously, but never heard of John Robertson before. And then a few things he mentioned just seemed to be that combination of hard-hitting humour and just real honest, insightful into his life, you know. Yeah. I know parts of it were very incredibly dark, but there was also incredible humour in it as well. A few times I was cackling at what he was saying, and yourself, of course.
That's it, isn't it? That's how we do it. That's how we have these conversations, is that there are some dark subjects that we're discussing, but we can, if we put a bit of humour in there, that's how we'll deal with it. You know, and like I say, there were some things that John said that in this clip especially that we've picked, that it was an eye-opener, wasn't it?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it, the whole Barbie bit, and then what it led into. I mean, for me personally, I'd never heard of the word ovipositor before.
No, I didn't either.
And then I went, Rich, I went down a real tangent on that. Like, I was telling family and friends, I was like, have you heard of this? Have you seen these? You can order these. And I was even looking at ordering one and getting, like, framed on the side of my wall or something. And, like, you know, just as a conversation starter.
So, what's that?
It's not positive. What do you mean?
Oh, Travis, man. That's fantastic. Thank you for that. This is the clip. Thank you, Travis. And thank you for your continued support. Love you, man.
Take care. Love it.
I had a Barbie doll and I maybe took a bit of interest in it. So suddenly that vanished one day, you know, like, I mean, I got over it, you know, I shoved it up my ass. I was indulging in a little bit of sex play. Legs first, thank you.
But yeah, you're not an animal.
No, not an animal at all. You want to see its head hanging out. You want it to be like a tail.
You want to see the smile on its face.
You're trying to be one of the My Little Ponies. Yeah, that's it.
Are you enjoying this too?
Yeah.
Of course you are. Look at your face.
Of course you are. Look at it. You're smiling. You're permanently smiling. Look at Ken, impotent, dickless cocksucker sitting in the corner watching.
The funniest thing is that Weinstein with his fucking walker.
Oh, mate. Nah, it doesn't work. Well, it's not like Jesus was about to be fucking crucified. He went, oh, sorry, boys, coronavirus. Sorry. Oh, whoopsies. Oh, look, no point nailing me to that. I feel like shit. My back won't take it. Oh, I'm already on a frame, mate. No point. Don't put me up there.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.